Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. It's our Tulane Tuesday segment, and it's brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, and they provide wholesale distribution with next day delivery throughout South Louisiana. We got the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. John, thanks so much for joining us. Man, I'm glad you're on because it's been a very uneventful day here.
Yeah, you guys, y'all are talking trade talk. We got transfer portal, but that's not right now. That's January.
Gotcha. Coach, put a bow on what happened last Thursday because, boy, it goes to show you, if you can't affect a quarterback when he's throwing the football, for the most part, I thought you did a good job in the running game. But, man, McCown, he couldn't miss. And, I mean, everything was sharp. He really didn't get a lot of pressure on him. Looking back at it, and you did have some chances throughout the game that wasn't able to capitalize on, but did you think it came down to really that not being able to affect McCown? And when a quarterback gets hot like that, it's almost like a pitcher going to the mound. Okay, just put the ball in my glove. I got it. Whatever you call, I can throw. It seemed to be that way Thursday night.
Yeah, he had a great night. He's a good player. You know, we went into the game, and we had to stop the run. The running back, Robert Henry, he was one of the leading rushers in all of college football coming into the game. And he had a couple good runs, but really we outrushed him. We won the run game by a couple yards, not by a lot, but by a little. And McCown, man, he played lights out. They did a nice job. They really didn't do a whole lot of drop back in the pocket game that took very long. Most of their pocket in the pocket drop back stuff was quick game. Or just a quick shot, if you will. It wasn't like a long developing play. And then they moved the pocket with some half rolls, some run actions, some nakeds to get him out on the perimeter. So they didn't really allow our front to have an opportunity to affect the quarterback throw game as much. They kind of took them out of it to some degree because those guys' opportunity to affect the quarterback a lot of times is in drop back passes where he stays in the pocket. And so he went 31 of 33, man. We didn't play a very good game on the back end in the secondary. We gave him some things, too, that were unconventional. And, you know, you got to cover guys down properly with the right leverage to at least make them have to make a challenging throw. We didn't make enough of them challenging. And the ones we did, he made good throws on. And so that was unfortunate. And at the end of the day, we went -4 in a turnover margin. You can't Yikes. Beat air doing that. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't care how good you think you are. You can't beat anybody at any level going -4 in a turnover category.
I agree with you there, Coach. Steve Geller and I, we were doing a show that night, and we had the treasure chest, and it was just this audible gasp because we on the air, when you went for the 2 points, and sort of explain, did you see something there that you thought you could hit on UTSA that would work, and it just didn't work out that particular time that you would go for 2 points that early in the game?
Yeah, you know, really going into the game, they haven't lost a conference home game since 2020 there. They're undefeated at home. And really wanted to try to send a message to our guys, like, hey, we're going to play aggressive all night. We're going to attack. And we would have done that if we didn't feel like there wasn't something there. We missed a block. If we make a block, okay. We had one of the guys miss a block and not really attack the leverage of his block properly. If we make – there's one block if we make, we're probably up and in on that play. And it was just an execution error. It was something that, looking back on it, don't regret doing it. I mean, you know, do I wish he would have played out better? Not yet. Hell yeah. Like, I don't like the way it resulted. But you sometimes you got to take calculated risks and chances, and maybe it was a little unconventional, but sometimes we felt like we needed to try to be aggressive to send a message really as much to our team as anything about, like, hey, guys, we're coming out to play, like, all night. And we didn't really respond. That was a – you know, an error that we made, and looking back on it, maybe it wasn't the right decision, but I wouldn't have changed it because it was something that presented we felt like we had an opportunity to take advantage of.
Coach, anywhere I go today, there's the Tulane fans that know ask Coach about the health issue with Sam Howard and how he's doing, and you expect him to play Friday against Memphis.
We do, and I could not be happier. I'll tell you what, Sam's a good football player, clearly. Like, he makes an impact in between the white lines. Sam's impact on our team, though, is bigger than even the plays he makes. Sam's impact is just by how he affects everybody in our organization. And him being on the field makes all of us better, and I'm excited that he's back this week. What will his snap count be will kind of be determined how he feels going into Friday night. But he's been a full participant in practice this week, really, for the most part. He's had a couple of limitations, so because of that, we may have to list him. I think our trainers will tell me I have to list him as questionable, but I expect him to be able to play.
Coach, before we get into the Memphis matchup, the AAC standings just pop off the screen to me, where you now have 6 1-loss teams in the conference: Navy, Memphis, North Texas, who Mike brought up yesterday because their quarterback's a great story, South Florida 3-1, Tulane 3-1, East Carolina 3-1, all these teams at 1-loss in conference play, which should make for a very exciting final month of the season. So before we get into Memphis, just wanted to talk to you about, you know, the American Athletic Conference, how, I guess, even it all is right now, even at the top with all these teams with 1-loss in conference play.
Yeah, I think as you look at it, this conference has a lot of parity. There's a lot of quality teams. I think, you know, the talent of South Florida and of Memphis sticks out. Those rosters, I think, look like Power Four teams. And then I think all those teams are doing a really nice job. We played East Carolina, who's one of those 1-loss teams, and man, going to that game, they had me worried sick about that game because they're really, really a good football team. And then really, I think what's even more interesting in this league, other than just the top, which is ultra competitive, and it is unique to have so many teams in the hunt this late, but man, the depth of this league. You know, UAB beat Memphis, UTSA beat us. I mean, it's just even the teams that maybe not the perennial power or the team that's at the top of the league right now, anybody can beat you. And that's a testament to the depth of the league, to our conference. Is, man, every Saturday, every Friday, every Thursday, whatever daggum day you play, you better be ready to strap it up and play the game the right way.
You know, Coach, the first thing that jumps out on the page with Memphis, their offense, scoring offense, is ranked 11th and FBS at 36.8 points per game. But balance. I mean, you're talking about a team that has just over 2,000 passing yards, 1,800 rushing yards. And obviously their quarterback, Brendan Lewis, a dual threat guy who's got 1,800 passing yards on the season, leads the team with 562 rushing yards, a bigger dude that's tough to kind of take down. But just the balance offensively, running the football, passing the football, it's going to be a major challenge for your defense this weekend.
Yeah, they're dynamic. They got great playmakers. They got 3 really good running backs. The quarterback's obviously a fantastic player. Offensive line is really good. Three returning starters from last year's team on that unit. You know, the receivers are good. This number 4 they got, a receiver, he was with the quarterback at Nevada previously, so they got a good rapport. The tight ends are good. They got 1 predominant pass-catching tight end, Christian Ross, who's a kid that I've known for a long time from Dothan, Alabama. They got a lot of weapons on offense, man. And defensively, they created a lot of negative plays, and they kind of give you sort of some unique front pictures that make it challenging to run the ball. But, I mean, they're as talented as anybody in our league. They're a really talented football team. I mean, they're a top 25 team for a reason, and we have to go play a better brand of football than we played last week, or we're going to be really disappointed in the outcome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. And my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, I was going to ask you about Ross, the tight end, because when you watch it, man, he seemingly is always open. He finds that little crease, and he gets open downfield. But when you play a team with that much speed, and boy, I remember growing up, my brother lived in that area, and they always had teams with speed, and they could run. And you look at it, that really hasn't changed in basically like 50 years. Those teams at Memphis, man, they got guys that they got like extra gear or two that can run.
They do. They're talented athletically, man. When you watch them on video, their team speed is very evident. It's a real concern. It's something that gets your attention quickly. That this team's got speed at every level on defense and everywhere on offense, and they got guys that can run.
Coach, I'm going to use a different term, but when you play a bad game, I got to clean it up. This is radio, and we ain't on serious. So when you play a bad game like you did against Thursday night against UTSA, and just a disappointment because the buildup to it, it looks as though maybe your team could really, really get some footing here. How do you handle that with the team? I guess a lot of people were, I've had coaches tell me, I don't even let them look at the film. I've had other coaches tell me, you know what? I'll make them watch the film to see what they did wrong. I don't want it done again because I want it to be a mental exercise for them to understand that, okay, and that sometimes, man, where was I supposed to be on that play? It's more of a mental deal than it is the physical part. So how did you handle that with your football team after Thursday night?
Yeah, we watched the film on our next organized team activity day, which was Saturday. We watched the tape. I'm not into, some people say just burn it or flush it. I'm like, well, yeah, but what if you don't get the points corrected or cleaned up that you need to make sure you don't make the same mistakes again? And so what I'll say is I told our team when we met Saturday, I said, guys, listen, I usually show them a setting the standard tape and a not our standard tape from the game, which is like three, four, five plays that were really high level plays that are great plays that we need to make all the time. And three or four or five, maybe self-inflicted issues that we can't continue to do that are going to cost us. And I just told him, I said, guys, I'm not showing a not our standard tape or a setting the standard tape this week because I don't feel like we played this week. I didn't feel like our team played. Now, we're going to make corrections in your position rooms. You're going to watch the tape with your position coach or your coordinator, and we're going to address squarely the issues that came up so that we don't have them come up again. But I'm not going to sit here in front of a team and, berate them and lose my mind on them. I am going to point out the things we have to improve upon. And as a coach, I feel like, it's our job to be extremely demanding. It's never my job to ever be demeaning. I love the guys we coach. I don't think their intent is poor at all. Maybe not locked in or misguided or maybe not quite as detailed or focused, but I don't think they went out going, man, I hope I play bad tonight. I don't think that was the intent. And so, then as a coach, you're trying to figure out, okay, how do we help them to get them to play better? It's our job to figure out how we can help equip them to play their best or play better. And that's where you kind of, you rack your brain on maybe some things you can do differently to help serve the players better. It's a player's game. It's our job to equip them to play well. And so we look it squarely in the mirror, though. In our program, man, my definition for our guys on the term accountability is, man, it's being responsible for your own actions, or a man is responsible for his own actions. That's what accountability is. And so that starts with me, but it's everybody in our program. Like, own what you didn't do well. I'm not critiquing a person ever. We critique actions around here that we have to improve to get different results. And a lot to clean up from last week, obviously.
And then, Coach, kind of building off that point from Mike, but also building off of my point from earlier about the AAC standings and how they're situated right now, this game against Memphis is still massive. Like, are you telling your team, the message to your team, that there's still every goal in front of them about the conference and where you're currently standing right now, but you have to go out and put together a complete performance against a top 25 squad in Memphis?
Yeah, there's still everything to play for in regards to the conference competition. You know, the biggest focus is, while that is still out there, it's how do we improve? You know, how do we play our best? How do we grow? How do we get better? And so, you know, I think there's a motivating factor knowing there's still everything out there conference-wise to play for, but it takes more than just motivation. It takes, you know, doing the right thing and being detailed and being conscientious about, you know, how do you win the game? Well, you win the game by, you know, the turnover margin's a big deal, and running the football is a big deal, and playing good on special teams and winning the explosive play battle. That's what's going to win the game. It's not a rah-rah speech. It's not, hey, we can win the conference if we win this game. It's like, hey, let's just focus on what gives us the best opportunity to win the game by playing really good.
Coach, I thought of this, and I thought of you last night. We got an old buddy of yours, Tommy Rybacki. He visits with us every Monday night for our Nicholls State Colonel show. And so this week they play Rio Grande Valley. So Bobby's like, I got a last question. He said, Coach, where the hell is Rio? Do they play in the Rio Grande Valley? And, you know, he starts questioning him about stadium. He's like, Mike, I don't get it. Man, all these schools that pop up in Texas, what's the reason? And so before Coach Rybacki could answer, I said, Coach, I got this. They got a lot of people in Texas, and they got a lot of football players.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no doubt about it. Now, it's a proud football state, a lot of good talent. Like I said, some of their best players at UTSA weren't even Texas kids. They had a lot of Texas kids that were good players, but that running backs from Mississippi.
Yeah.
A lot of good football in Texas for sure.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Wish you best of luck Friday as you play Memphis.
Thank y'all. Roll away.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. That was our Tulane Tuesday segment with Tulane head football coach John Summerall. That segment is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.